think primarily is we don't have enough GPs, we don't have enough buildings for GPs, and this has been highlighted for some time. I think there is, historically we've got here for a number of reasons, particularly a certain paralysis in general practice during for the last 15 years due to cuts that were applied. Thankfully they have been reversed. So really going forward, it is trying to keep the newly trained GPs to stay in Ireland. It's well and good in increasing the amount of GP trainees there are, but actually giving them a system that they will feel comfortable in, that they know how the system is going to develop into the future, and that they can see themselves working in the system. I think there is still, following the reversal of the cuts, there were some issues that gave certainty, but unfortunately the rollout of the free GP care service, what time frame it will be, what type of system will be available, is still a concern for a young GP deciding whether to go to Australia or to stay in Ireland.
And if we can get young GPs to stay in Ireland, do you think there's still a concern that the rural areas like the Northwest are less attractive to them?
Yes, no, I think one of the big issues are that if you're a young GP, you would the amount of hours you would work as a rural GP covering a single-handed practice would be completely unattractive. So we have to think about measures such as encouraging the young GPs to stay through grants, startup grants, such as the Rural Practice Allowance. But I think out of ours is another issue, not so much in Donegal, but in Sligo and in the further west. I think the out of ours situation for general practice in a rural area is quite fraught. There would be doctors still working very onerous out of ours rotas, which really is completely unattractive to younger GPs coming.